Around the Super Bowl, a lot of people are talking and thinking about football. That includes federal judges. Some, I'm sure, are fans. One, though, in particular, has probably been thinking about football a lot lately. Judge Brody of the Federal Trial Court in Pennsylvania is one of the judges hearing lawsuits about concussions in the NFL. Many things about this litigation are high profile. After all, not all litigation hits the sports pages. And it's not every day that a lawsuit is brought in the name of every former NFL player ever. But we can only understand what's going on in this litigation if we think about a different set of players, too. The plaintiffs who sue, defendants who defend, the judge, and lots of lawyers. Back in 2011, retired professional football players began to sue the NFL. Since then, more than 5,000 former players have filed similar suits. All claimed that concussions they got while playing professional football had permanent long-term effects. Mild traumatic brain injury was routine, some alleged, and the NFL was, quote, aware of the evidence and the risks associated with repetitive traumatic brain injuries virtually at the inception, but deliberately ignored and actively concealed the information, unquote. Although the players' injuries and histories were all different, these lawsuits had some issues in common. They were brought together in front of one court and one judge to resolve these common issues. The NFL concussion suits went to the trial judge in Pennsylvania. In theory, once these issues are resolved, the cases go back to where they came from. In practice, the parties settle and the case is over. The NFL concussion suit is no different. Over the years, the parties negotiated. There were mediators, special masters, economists, actuaries, medical experts, and lots of lawyers. A plaintiff class was eventually set up so that the former NFL players could settle as a group. A few players were listed by name, but most were included by definition. Roughly speaking, the group included all retired NFL football players and their families. It also included representatives of deceased or incapacitated former players. In July 2014, lawyers for plaintiffs and defendants presented the court with a proposed settlement. The parties had agreed the NFL would pay the plaintiffs $765 million and the court case would be over. In 2015, on the day after the Super Bowl, the judge rejected that settlement. $765 million may seem like a lot of money, but what are defendants paying for? If the case is settled, every retired NFL player has to live with the agreement. They could speak up specifically to opt out, and some did. But if they fall within the definition of the settlement class and didn't opt out, they are bound by the agreement as if they had actually been in court. This is a big deal. Lots of the requirements about class actions are designed to protect those absent players. One requirement is that the judge has to review the settlement. The judge's job is to protect the people who aren't actually in court but will have to live with the resolution of the case. That is exactly what the judge in the NFL case did. Her order points to specific changes that would, quote, enhance the fairness, reasonableness, and adequacy, unquote, of the settlement. So the judge rejected the settlement, but the case is still in the red zone. The parties will come back, probably soon, and after many years and input from all the players, the case will be closed. I'm Verity Winship.